Catch it all, Ma says anxiously to Chu. It's good blood. Chu picks up the bowl and brings it close to the wound to catch all the blood. Put it in a cool place, in the shade, so it will congeal faster. We can make rice soup with it. Tonight we will have a good dinner, Ma announces, smiling and finally letting go of the bird. Though dead and drained of blood, its body shakes violently in the dirt. Poor bird, I whimper, reaching over to softly pet its feathers. Its blood stains my hands, but I continue to pet it until its trembling body becomes completely still. Eventually, food becomes so scarce that the village chief sends Meng, Koi, and the other young men to the top of the mountain to dig for wild potatoes, bamboo shoots, and roots to feed the village. Each week they leave on Monday and return exhausted on Wednesday or Thursday. On a good week, they come home with many bags of food, and the chief rations it out to all the other villagers. There are times when they return with very little, and each person is given only one small potato per day. It is our second month in On Long Moor, and we are amid one of the worst rainfalls ever. It starts every morning and rains throughout the day, stopping briefly only late at night. It rains so hard that my brothers are not able to go up the mountain to dig for potatoes and bamboo. What food we had planted in the garden has been washed away by the rain. To survive, my older siblings shake the trees at night, hoping to find June bugs. The younger kids, because we are closer to the ground, catch frogs and grasshoppers for food. The rain makes the ground soft and muddy. Chu, Keem, and I often slide around in the mud, even when we're not looking for frogs. With brown mud covering our faces, hair, and clothes, we laugh and roll in the sludge like pigs. Within minutes, the rain pours over us, washing away the dirt and mud. We pull the wings and heads off the bugs we catch and roast them with salt and pepper. Weeks go by, and still it rains. The rain floods the village and the water rises to Pa's waist, drowning many animals. Pa tells us the flood is why all huts are built on stilts, high off the ground. Cold and hungry, the only food we have to eat are the fish and rabbits that float by. Pa ties a fish net to a long stick to catch them as they pass by in the rushing water beside our hut.